The last few weeks have brought no surprises, as the Welsh Cup showed no shocks. TNS have continued their march to the title, and Bangor have begun their great escape survival plan, as we all thought they would. However, on tonight's Saints Station, we've still got plenty to talk about, as I'm joined by Newtown skipper and Gresford goalkeeper, former Prestatyn stopper, and as his Twitter account says, Europa League veteran, John Hill Dunt. So welcome to the show, chaps. Obviously, Cookie, you've been on a few times before, and we'll start with you. Saturday against TNS, nearly beat the unbeaten streak.
Yeah, it's a bit disappointing that we had the chance with the missed penalty to, as you say, end that winning streak. But I think on reflection overall, for the 90 minutes, it was a fair result. We did, they did have a few chances first half, so, and as a club, we would have took a point before the start of the game, so we were more than happy with that.
But obviously at the end, you must have been, well, some of the players, not yourself, must have been ripping their hair out.
Yeah, I think...
Not left of us.
Yeah, thanks for that. I think it's always disappointing. And to be fair, in the dressing room after, there was no celebrations. It was more a bit of a mooted thing, what could have been. So, yeah, so it was one of them, really.
And obviously Craig missed the penalty. There was no harsh words said to him after the game.
No, he's he has missed two on the bounce now, in fairness. But, he's a club penalty taker, so he stepped up and took it. And unfortunately, Mulls did a great save and kept him in it.
Penalty practice and training this week, was it, or...?
We didn't have training this week.
Didn't have training this week.
I think we'll get him on before the game on Saturday. I think he might be off him now anyway.
Obviously, from watching it from the sidelines, is our point of view on the radio, it was a funny old game, really. It was probably the most exciting 0-0 game I watched. Was it the same, you know, being out there on the pitch?
Yeah, it was a tough game for us. I thought TNS played really well first half, moved the ball about, created a load of chances. But I think, as Craig said after the game, that they missed the chances and they weren't as... cutting edge up top, so we took advantage of that second half and we got a bit of a break with Harrison getting sent off, and we just didn't manage to get that goal towards the end of the game. But it was a good performance overall.
But, you know, taking into context that, and the fact that, you know, Shane Sutton was out, so was Gavin Cadwallader, Kieran Mills-Evans, Sean Evans and Bangford were on the bench, and you had a centre-half pair made up of a centre midfielder and a left-back who hasn't played for 5 months. So it was pretty outstanding overall.
Yeah, I think that shows how well and far we've moved on as a club, that we can actually, like you say, rest those players and bring in people who haven't played so long. So Max hadn't played probably for about 4 months, centre-half, and played full 90. Myself have been injured for quite a while as well and came back into it for a full 90 again. So it just shows that we have got good strength and depth in our squad, and that's key moving forward.
And John, you've been at Gresford so far this season. You're flying in the league. You're unbeaten so far with just two defeats, one against Holywell in the FAW Trophy and against TNS here in the Welsh Cup. So how are you enjoying life down at Clappers Lane?
Yeah, loving it. It's a really, really nice, friendly club. And when I made the decision to leave Prestatyn, I already knew Eddie and Josh, the manager and assistant, and then I'd given them my word that when I decide to leave, if I do, I'd give him a ring and have a chat, and I haven't looked back really. I took a bit of time to get going because I hadn't played much over pre-season, but I think that once I got playing regular, I think that I've come in and made a little bit of a difference, and given lads a bit more of a confidence at the defence, because we were letting in goals to start the season, and we've tightened it up and it's shown because we're scoring goals and keeping clean sheets over the last few weeks.
And obviously at the start of the season you dropped down, as you said, from the Welsh Premier League. You've dropped down two leagues. You were at Prestatyn for a number of years. So I imagine it's been a little bit of a different scenario playing for Gresford.
Bit of a culture shock, I'll be honest. We've got a really nice pitch at Gresford, so probably a little bit better than Prestatyn's pitch.
So, it's not bad, is it, really?
No, it's not. But, but when you go to some of the places, sort of like Coypoyth, was bad. Bad. But like, you walk in the change rooms and you're used to like, a little bit of luxury in the Welsh Prem, and it's sort of like getting changed in like primary schools, rooms and stuff like that. So it's a little bit of a culture shock, but it's an honest, there is some good players still, but it's more good players who aren't willing to give the commitment to maybe step up a league or two. Like, there's some players in at Gresford side who could easily play Cymru Alliance. Two of them, Prestatyn, were looking at to try and bring him in January.
Yeah, when they played here, the guy up front, was it Richardson?
Yeah,
he scored a handful of goals.
Yeah, he started the season slow. It was the other striker, Owen, who was scoring the goals to begin with, and he was doing all his legwork, but it seemed to have changed. And yeah, it's nice when teams are looking at your teammates to try and take them higher league. There's a few players that could go higher, and hopefully we will.
You're missing the Welsh Premier League, though, obviously playing in front of the cameras in big games every week. It's a little bit different down there at Gresford.
Yeah, I do miss the Welsh Prem a little bit, but I think My time was up at Prestatyn for one reason or another. Some people thought I wasn't good enough to play that level anymore, so I left and I wanted to play every week. And hopefully might get back there one day, maybe with Gresford or with another team, but I'm really enjoying life at Gresford at the minute.
Well, you showed here at the venue a few weeks ago, you know, you've still got that goalkeeping calibre, and you made some absolute top saves in that sterling Welsh Cup performance by the whole of the Gresford side, and at half time it looked like you had, you know, half a chance of beating the champions.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say we were in the game with chances wise, but we defended really well. I mean, I've been here at Prestatyn and I've been beating 6-0, 5-0, 7-0 and all sorts, and to be in it at half time still, because that's what we said, first 20 minutes is key. If we can still be in the game after 20 minutes, then we've done all right. Especially as like lads were saying to me, oh, you'll get beat 6-0 and 7-0 next week. And to be keeping holded for an hour, I think it was great for the boys. The lads, Eddie and Josh, got the tactics spot on. We stopped the overload with TNS. Love the wing-backs, the full-backs, sorry, overlapping. And we stopped that for an hour, and it showed. And then two scrappy goals and a tired goal finished the game off. But every one of them was class, all the boys.
And just talking about the Welsh Cup, Matt, obviously your Newtown boys got past a tricky Caersu side in the Mid-Wales derby last week. It was a great win, really, coming from behind twice on a heavy pitch.
Yeah, good character shown again from the team. And I think from my point of view, I remember last season against Holywell where we faltered at a similar stage. I think it was probably the same stage. So, and with it being a local derby, the pressure was on us, really, to get through. And on the day, I think we were the better side overall. We came from behind twice, but I think that the difference shown in terms of the league, the fitness, the last 20 minutes, we could have scored three or four goals, and it was really good to get back from, like you say, to coming from behind.
And now you're into the last eight. You know, it's all Welsh Premier League teams, so it's, you know, like playing league in the league every week, but it's going to be tough. But you must have ambitions now that you can go and win the cup.
I don't know about win. I think we're just going to take one game at a time. Bangor, start, as you've mentioned earlier, that they're trying to avoid survival and playing really well at the moment, so it ain't going to be an easy game. We have played a banger this season and won, so we know what we need to do and we can do it. So I think it's just more about preparing right, going with the right mindset and actually trying our best to just win that game first of all.
And just moving away from the Welsh Cup, a talking point that's come up this week, there's a new ruling being brought in next season where the runner-up of the Welsh Cup, if the winner has already qualified for Europe, the runner-up doesn't get a European spot. It goes into an extra spot in the league, which is absolutely confusing. I'll be reading up about it now, and I'm going to try and explain it, and I'll probably confuse myself, and I'll confuse you and everyone listening. Looking at it, this was from a blog that Matthew Burgess, one of the South Wales journalists, wrote in the week. If the Welsh Cup winner comes from outside the top seven, the league format remains unchanged, meaning the top two sides will automatically qualify for the Europa League, with the places third to seventh entering the playoff round. If the Welsh Cup winner is a playoff team, that team would no longer go into the playoff and be replaced by the side finishing 8th out of 12 teams in the league. If the Welsh Premier League champions or the second place team win the Welsh Cup, and this one's a tricky one, the European place would drop down to the team finishing 3rd. This would mean they would not enter the playoff, but no additional playoff place would be awarded to the team finishing 8th, leaving a straightforward 4th, 7th, 5th, 6th. And the reason why the team finishing 8th in the Welsh Premier League does not qualify for the playoffs in this instance, but it does if a playoff team wins the Welsh Cup, is purely because the Welsh Premier League have got no rule for this. There's no scenario, and from what Matt was saying, it looks like there's going to be one brought in next season. You two look blank-faced and confused. I'm confused. The league just keeps getting more confusing by the year,
doesn't
it?
I don't think the Welsh FA help themselves at the time. They'd like to change things and in their eyes maybe try and keep it interesting, but I think any other league, if say the English League Cup or the English FA Cup, I don't think it happens with the League Cup, but certainly does with the FA Cup, because Wigan were in it when they lost to Arsenal.
That's it, and obviously it's tradition that, you know, if you're playing a big team in the FA Cup, doesn't matter if you lose, you're going to get in Europe anyway, like Stoke a couple of years ago playing Man City.
Same when we got to the final, we beat Barry on the Saturday, and Bangor were playing TNS, and then obviously we were happy we got to the final, but when Bangor beat TNS we were a little bit sort of muted, because we thought if TNS won we were guaranteed Europe anyway. Obviously you want to get through and win it, but I mean, a few of the lads were thinking, oh, it's a little bit of a poorer result for us, because if TNS would have won we were guaranteed Europe. And the same happened with Druids. I think it's life changing for the club. I mean, Druids have done really well off the back of Europe and the money that come with it.
Absolutely. In some instances, Matt, the eighth place side could get into Europe. And is that a bit strange from player, you know, from a player's point of view in a team of 12 leagues? Does a player, a side that finishes eighth, fifth from bottom, do they deserve to really play in Europe?
I don't think it's warranted in this scenario, especially like if you've worked so hard to get to the final, and a reward for obviously all that hard work is
taken
can be
away.
Somebody, in some cases, be a European place. But if now it's taken away, then it kind of just lessens that reward for performing well in the cup.
It's like Ballard a couple of years ago. You know, they were seventh, and fair play to Collins Kitton's side. They won all their games.
I think ten out of ten,
and won all the playoffs. But you know, some people argue then a seventh place team getting in Europe above the likes of. I can't remember, I think it was Port Talbot and Carmarthen that finished in the top six.
I think that's the risky run, having a playoff situation. It can happen in the Championship, can't it, where a team finishing
fifth
could go up. But
yeah.
I think, like you said, out of a team of 12, a league of 12 teams, if you finish eighth, you don't really warrant a place in Europe.
No, I think for in terms of the seventh place, there is pros for that in terms of if you are in the bottom six, so I know we scraped through in the last kick of the game against Connors Quay, but if we had have gone and finished in the bottom half, we were quite far ahead of the eighth place, and that would have given us, again, incentive. So as a club, and if you finish in the bottom half, it does mean that there's something attached to every game, whereas if that position wasn't available, the playoff, then it kind of, your season stops in January.
And obviously that's a hot topic and a talking point, and we'll be talking about that with a lot of different players over the next few weeks. But another thing I was, you know, when I was coming up with the questions to ask tonight and stuff, obviously in the last few weeks, well, in the summer, obviously Newtown got a new third generation pitch, which has been fantastic for Newtown and the community. Just reading now, Kevin Druids are having one next season, Carmarthen, Connors Quay, Aberystwyth, and it was last week announced that Port Talbot are going to have one, and it's a massive turnaround for the league. Eight teams out of 12 are going to have these synthetic pitches now, and as we said, with Newtown, it's been great for the community. But as players, as a goalkeeper, you know, as a midfielder, does it affect you having to play on plastic pitches one week and then going to have to play, say, on a mud bath of a pitch at Bastion Gardens the next week? What's, from a player's point of view, what is the feeling around it?
As a goalkeeper, I mean, played at TNS's the other week. I think TNS is, at the minute, is in a bad state compared to Airbus, because we train at Airbus, and it's so nice. You don't really feel the difference of being on grass or the 3G. But like, I think going 3G will make the league look better on television, because, for instance, if there's a live game at Bristatin and you flick over and you don't know anything about the Welsh Prem and you see it being played on that pitch, you're not really going to give the league any credit. And that's not a dig at Bristatin, so it's a club that's really close to me. But I'd like Ballard's pitch isn't great. I just think that going forward, I think it's the best thing for clubs to make sure they're sustainable and that there's money coming in the club at all times. Because if they ran right, they can pay for themselves within 2 years.
I think from my point of view is that, yes, like I see what you're saying around when you change from 1 week to the next on, yes, 3G 1 week and then, like you say, mud bath the next. But I think that's always the case whether you play on a nice grass pitch and then the week after you're going to have to play on a mud bath. So for me, it's exactly the same, but just one's not real grass. Yeah. So
I think in an ideal world, everyone would have had a set-up that Bangor have got, a really nice pitch and a 3G training pitch just across the way, where they've still got the chance to bring money in the club, running the 3G and renting it out to the community.
It's just not viable, I think, for
clubs like this.
At the Welsh Premier League level, so to have a full-time groundsman employed, it's just not possible.
And as we touched before the programme at Cookie, does it affect your injuries? Because, as we said, you're basically injury-prone. Does it affect your injuries?
I don't know, to be honest. I've been injured a lot this season, but whether that's accounted to the 3G, I don't know. I don't think it is. I don't feel like it is, but it could be. I think, as well, another point around the 3G is, look, over the two games that we've had called off recently, both on a Sunday, I think what the whole league was heavily hit that was,
it,
was one game on. Over the whole weekend,
I think so.
And it's on a Saturday. The rest of the game is on
Sunday.
There's
going to be that star weekend.
Yeah, so that kind of ruined the whole weekend for football in the Welsh Premier League. Again, our game against Caerphilly last week got called off at the 11th hour. All the cameras set up, and we actually didn't get to see a live game that weekend in the Welsh Cup. So there's two examples there over the last month where the whole weekend programme has been affected by the weather, where if it was on a 3G pitch, those games probably wouldn't have been affected.
We'll just move away from that now and look at league matters, as we only got a lot to get through in the next 15 minutes. In the Welsh Premier League, looking at it, there's two main battles going on at the moment. Obviously, TNS are running away with the title. At the top, Airbus have one who really struggled this season. Obviously, Cookie, you're an ex-Airbus man. Have you been surprised by their performance compared to previous seasons?
I think so. I think I, when I last was on the show, I spoke about Airbus closing the gap to TNS. And I don't think that's happened.
Seems to have gone the other way.
And I don't know. From my point of view, I think it's they're lacking that cutting edge up front. So when we've played them this season, they're creating a lot of chances and playing really well, but they haven't got that man who can get 20, 30 goals a season, whereas obviously ABBA got Venables banging the goals in. But I think that's the area for me where they're lacking, and if they had that man, who knows, they could be further up the table.
And that top battle for the second spot is between Aberystwyth, Bala and Airbus at the moment. Can you see that one going down to the wire, John? Who do you think is going to grab that final spot?
I think Bala. I'd like ABBA to do it because I think that they've got a good bunch of lads. And obviously one of my good mates, Ross, has just gone there, so I think that I'd like them to do it. But I think Bala might nick in.
Is that overdue with Bala? Because, you know, they've had some great players in the last few years.
I think that they've had some great players, but they've, don't know for a fact, but like rumours of some of the money that some of the players have been on. I think they've underachieved. I think it's about time that
they stepped up
to the plate. And to be fair to them, they've done really well this year. I think Airbus, when they first came into the league, with all the players coming from the English system, no one knew how to deal with them at first because they were so direct and physical. And they scored a lot of goals. Like Cookie said, they do seem to be missing a striker who's going to get them the goals.
And which way do you see it going, Matt? Because, you know, you've had great, good results against all three of them this season, apart from Ballot.
Yeah, I think it's a lot down to how, I think there's both Newtown and Port Talbot to some extent could have a big impact.
Depends on the points they
take. It depends how we play against the teams above us. So I think at the moment, from again personal experience playing against the sides, I think Bala are in a really good position. When they do play at home, they seem to know how to play the pitch, and they get the results, and they've been doing well recently, so I think that they might nick it for me.
The other battle in the league is down in the bottom two. At the moment, it looks like it's going to be two from four. Prestatyn and Bangor obviously in the bottom three, with Connors Quay and Druids also down there. Bangor are 5 points from safety at the moment, and your former club, John, are 9 points. It must be a little disappointing for you to look at Prestatyn, because, you know, it was only just over 2 years ago they were playing in Europe.
Yeah, it is really disappointing, and so I was there for 10 years, so it does sort of like hurt when you see the situation they're in to where we were 2 years ago, like you said. I mean, coming off the back of winning the Welsh Cup and going through a round in Europe, we thought that that's where we'd take the next step. I mean, the aim after that season was to get into Europe again and sort of do what Bangor did, sort of get into Europe 4 or 5 years in a row, build up the finances in the club, and then maybe have a pop at the league. And that's what we thought was on the horizon for us. No one expected that.
What do you think? Can you put your hit the nail on the head with that? What seems to have gone wrong there? Because I think after the Europa League, everyone thought they'd bring in a couple of players to, you know, build on the team, but it seemed like no one was brought in a couple of summers ago, and it just seemed a little bit stale.
Yeah, we brought in Dave Roberts, Lee Hunt and Sean Hesse. I think they're the only players we brought in. Obviously, in my opinion, I don't think we should have signed Dave Roberts, but I just think that I don't know what happened, because we started the league, we were flying, we beat TNS, we beat Bangor and we beat Ballast. We were top after the first three games, and then we didn't win again until January. So it was just something happened, which it was hard to put your finger on. It was something like we were looking at each other, at a bit like the position they're in now. We were leading games, we were losing games we don't think we should have lost. And I think this year, I've been to Wycombe quite a few times and watched them on the highlights. I spoke to Gaz Wilson, and he said if their games would have finished, the amount of games they've gone ahead in, if they'd have won, they'd be third. So it just shows that there's something there.
Seem to be leaking late goals.
Yeah, and
maybe a little bit of naivety because they're young lads.
Because they're all young lads, and I think maybe one day, if they can stay up this year, or if they are going to go down and come back up, there are some good Welsh Premier League players in that team, the young boys. But I think maybe this was just a season too early for them. I mean, the club's not in a great financial state through one thing or another, and I think that's why players have had to go.
Do you feel they can pull out of it? There's a 9-point gap there now. We've only got seven, eight games to go.
I think it'll be a big ask, but I think that I know the characters in the changing rooms. I know Gaz and Gibble very well, and if anyone can do it, it's the two of them.
And obviously Bangor are down the bottom as well. Cookie, you seem to have had a good season against Bangor this season. You've beaten them at most opportunities. Do you feel, you know, that they can pull themselves away from the drop zone? They had a great win on Friday. They seem to have Nev Powell seem to have kick-started a revival there. Do you think they can beat the drop?
I think they can, yeah. Like you said, it's 2 from 4, but on paper, Bangor shouldn't be where they are. And they have been playing well the last couple of weeks, so I think that they will pick up points for the remainder of the season and get out of that relegation battle.
Why do you both think they've been down there? Because, you know, as we said, on paper, that side was playing in Europe last season, won the playoff final.
Qualified for Europe, didn't they?
Absolutely.
So I think the only thing you can look at is that Mark Limbert left. That's the only thing that's changed from last season. Yeah. And I mean, I'm not saying Mark Limbert's not a great coach, but he's also not... I wouldn't say he's the reason they qualified for Europe and the reason they're bottom of the league. So there's obviously something going on inside that... But it is a strange one.
I think, as well, a lot of the other teams have brought in new faces,
and they didn't
fresh
really
blood.
Seem to bring anyone
they
in,
haven't
did they?
Brought anybody in, whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, but it's not... It's not fresh in things.
But you always seem to need to fresh. You know, you just bring in one or two young lads. It seems just a few new faces around the dressing room.
Because it gets stale, I think, if you keep the same team for too long. Lads get comfy. Lads get in a comfort zone and think they're going to play every week.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just bring in one or two that give lads a bit of a kick up the backside. Competition's really good.
I think once you get in a bit of that downward spiral where you just feel like the world's against you, and I think they've had a lot of that where they just can't seem to get...
Same as I experienced at Prestatyn last year. Once you get in a rut, it's really hard to get out of, and it seems to that's what's happened with Bangor.
And obviously the other two teams down there are Druids and Connors Quay. Do you think they're going to be pulled into it? Do you think Rilla are a bit too far away to be pulled into it now?
I think Rilla are a bit too far, but I think if Prestatyn can get a result against Druids tomorrow night,
it changes it the whole
changes
thing,
everything,
yeah.
doesn't it?
Absolutely.
And I think Connors Quay will be all right as well. When we played them, they played very
They seem to have brought in some good players.
They beat Ballor in the cup as well, which was a really good result. So I think they'll be all right. And I think the one which might be pulled into it might be Druids.
Yeah,
I think the chairman at Druid Nomad Sawyer has got to have a big pat on the back, because they were struggling last January. He backed them bringing in 4 or 5 lads, and he's done the same again this January. I don't know the reasons why McGregor left, whether he was sacked or he's left on his own accord, but he seems to have made the right decision for them, because it's pulled them out of a bad situation.
That's it, and obviously Alan Bickerstaff's gone in there, the former real boss, and he's doing a cracking job so far. And you touched on the Connors Quay game there, because I was going to mention that earlier. You were in the stands for that game, you're sitting not far away from me. What a game that was.
It was, well, first half was dire.
It was probably the worst. Yeah. And I don't really single out players, but Steph Edwards, you were shocked.
Yeah, passing down the line.
So
the first half was dire, like you say, but it was all about the result, and great character again from the lads, and that probably wouldn't have happened 12 months ago. So again, shows how well we've moved on, and the real desire was there to get in that top six, and for the lads to pull it out, and in the last 20 seconds or whatever it was in the game, was outstanding, and that cemented top six for the second consecutive season, which is a massive achievement when we were favourites for relegation for both seasons.
I was going to touch on that, like last season. I think it was one of the scoring blokes said he'd eat his hat if Newtown got in the top six. And you know, if Newtown probably wouldn't have got in the top six this season, some people would have turned around and said it was a disappointment.
But Hughes has done a great job at Newtown. He was I know him really well. He was with Prestatyn for a few years before he got the Newtown job. And I think when Bernie left, I was saying that I think he's the man that Newtown should have. So I made up for him that he's doing really well.
And you've got Ballor on Saturday. Obviously, they've been a bit of a bogey team this season. You've lost twice to them, disappointing manners, really. But obviously, you want to step up and try and take some points off them this weekend.
It's a chance to put things right again. I think the first game of the season, we played the wrong formation. Didn't work out.
So when he was playing that three at the back and two wing backs.
It didn't work. So we knocked that on the head. And I think at their place, it was always going to be difficult on that pitch the way it was that night. So for us, it's a chance to put things right from that first game of the season and go out and enjoy ourselves again and just play our stuff.
And at the moment, it looks like you've got a strong squad. As we said, all them players that were missing on Saturday are still going to come back. And for me, you've made an absolutely superb signing in Jamie Petrie, who had a great game on Saturday. And he seems like he's going to be a good asset for you.
Yeah, for one reason or another. Again, he wasn't getting as much minutes as he'd like at Bangor, and the gaffer's seen an opportunity to bring him in. So he needs minutes as well. He was dead on his feet on Saturday, like a few others, including myself. But he's going to be a really good asset, and put again competition for places. So the wide men are all really good qualities, and he'll put pressure on them.
And John, you travelled to FC Nomads at Connors Quay at the weekend. Just fill us in on how you think that one's going to go, because you haven't lost in the league so far this season. So
it's
going to be another routine win or a tough game?
I think it'll be
a
tough game. They're the only team we've not beaten. They're the team we drew against if it was the third or fourth game of the season. But I think we're a completely different side from what we were at the start of the season. We're a lot more confident, and we all know it was basically a new team. So we were a little bit teething problems at the start of the season. We were winning games, but we weren't really playing that well. I think now we're on a roll after the two defeats in the cup. We're back in the league, and we're 3 points off Rhythm, but we've also got 5 games in hand. Yeah. So I think if we can go win our games land, it's going to put us in a really, really strong position.
And it looks like you're heading for the Cymru Alliance next season, which will be a good step for Rashford.
Yeah, it's basically a new club this season. It's a whole new chairman, new committee, new everything, and a new management and new reserve management. So although the club's been around for a long time, everyone's starting fresh this year, so it'll be massive for the club to go up the first chance.
And you said there, Cookie, it was your first 90 minutes at the weekend. You're struggling this week with a few aches and pains.
No, surprisingly, I was actually all right Monday, so I went for a jog and feel 100%, really.
Giggsy's
so
magic hands, was
that's it? That's it, yeah. on Saturday to get me through the game, and all credit to him for that. So, yeah, ready to go again on Saturday.
Well, gentlemen, thank you very much for coming out and joining us here on another Saints Station podcast. And good luck in your respective games at the weekend. Cookie at home to Bala and John away at FC Nomads of Connors Quay in the Welsh National League. We'll be back again in 2 weeks when we've got Prestatyn player and assistant manager Gareth Wilson coming on the show. He'll be joining me, and he'll be joined alongside TNS midfielder Alex Darlington. So thank you very much for tuning into the show. I hope you've enjoyed it, and until next time, good night.